Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak at Shalom. We are now in Masechet Chulin, Daf Mem Daled Amud Aleph at the bottom, and finally about to begin examining our Mishnah. And again, our Mishnah lists 18 trefot. Trefa number one is Nekuvat HaVeshet, which we've already examined both in the previous parak and in some of the discussions that we've already had about a punctured esophagus. But the next one is Psukat HaGargaret, if the windpipe is totally severed. And that's something we also investigated in the second parak. Tana, Kama Psukat HaGargaret, how much has to be cut? Beruba, a majority. Chamaruba, which kind of majority? Rav Amar, Rov Uvya, a majority of the thickness, which includes the wall of the windpipe and the space. V'amrila, Rov Chala. And some people say that Rav really said a majority of the tube itself has to be. Now, Hahi Psukat HaGargaret Tatale come to Rav. Now we have a story. A Psukat HaGargaret came to Rav, meaning it was brought to Rav, and the question was, is it Trefa? Yati V'kabadik La Barov Uvya. He started measuring to see whether a majority of the thickness was cut, which is a chumrah, because you could have a majority of the thickness without having a majority of the tube of the space. Amr Lev Kana Rav Asi the Rav, so Stalmidim said to him, the Ratan Rabbeinu Barov Chalala. Evidently, our second version is the appropriate version of Rav, which he said is Rav Chalala, meaning the space, which should be more lenient. Why are you looking for the more stringent approach? Shadra the Kameh to Rabbi Barachana, so they sent the animal to Rabbi Barachana, as evidently before he made Aliyah and became a student of Rabbi Yochanan. Badka Barov Chalala V'Achshara, he checked it using the more lenient measure, it said it was kasher. And V'Zavin Minah V'Tleisar Yisteri Pshiti B'Yisra, he brought 13 Easteri of coins worth of meat from it, which we're going to investigate all of this. How could he overturn Rav's ruling? How could he buy the meat himself, etc.? Hechi Yavid Hachi. First question is, V'Tanya Chachavish Tivein Chavero V'Shrei L'Taher. When one colleague issues a ruling of Tamei, another colleague is not allowed to say it's Tahor. Asarin Chavero V'Shrei L'Hatir. The answer is Shani Hacha de Rav lo Asar Mesa. Rav never got to the point of prohibiting. He was just measuring it using the more severe measure. The students protested, so Rav felt that he could not then switch positions. So he sent him to Rav Barachana. But now the second question is, since this is an animal that needed horat chacham, and needed an actual decision by a chacham, hechi achomina, how could Rav Bar Bachana eat from it? Because when he bought from it, v'aktiv, and we had this just recently, v'almar ha'adonai lehim hine nafshilo v'ntum avinu v'ela trefalo achalti minurai v'ata lo babafi basar pigul. I didn't even put on the page all the different drashot here because we just had them. Nafshilo matumah, we say, is shilo harakti v'yam lavoli de tumah balayla. I didn't deliberately engage in lascivious thoughts during the day that would lead to carry at night. V'elam trefalo achalti, was then shalachalti basar koskos mi'olam, meaning that's a mesukenet. V'lo ba b'fi basar pigul, what's that? Shalo achalti me'mat shahora b'chacham. Meaning, obviously, he didn't do these things literally, because none of us should do that. So he's saying he's done extra supererogatory behavior, and that is that he would not eat from an animal that a chacham had to make a horan. He has a different approach, that it means that behemah that they didn't separate the zroel chayim keva to give to the kohen. Okay, but the point is that Rav Barachana, we would expect him to behave in an upright manner and not eat from an animal that needed a hora. The answer is hanimili milted tali b'svar. That would be if the chacham had to use his svar to figure it out. Rav Barachana agmare samach. He was relying on his tradition. His tradition was that we measure based on rov chalala. It was mutar, and that was it. But there's another problem, which is it looks bad for a chacham to be matir an animal that's in question and then to benefit from it. Tanya, danet adin, once the judgment has been passed, zika b'chiev, timev tiher, and they pass judgment. Asar v'itir, v'chena edim she'idu, and the same is true about edim. Kulan reshain likach, any of them may then purchase from this item that's been declared mutar, or this guy's possession, or whatever it may be. You should stay away from such unseemly things and anything like it, which means Rabbi Barachana should not buy this meat. It looks bad. So Hanimili Midi de Mazmin Mishuma. He said that's only true about something that's sold by estimation, and then the sense is that this guy is getting some sort of an extra good price. Acha Matkala Mochach. Here the weights prove how much he paid. He paid market price. He bought 13 Easteri worth of the meat at that price. Kihad de Rava Shara Tarfata Vazav Mina Bisra. This is clearly Rava, not Rabba. Rava was Matir Trefa, And then he bought some of the meat from it. Amar le bat Rav Chista, so his wife, who's Rav Chista's daughter, Rav Chista remembers a Kohen, Abba Shari Bukhra v'lo zavim mine bisra. She said, father wouldn't do that. When he was matir a Bechor, he looked at a Bechor and he said, this Bechor is a Balmum, and therefore the Kohen can eat it, and shecht it and eat it, and it's not a Korban, and he still would not buy from it. So Amar Lahan Emili Bukhra da Ashumaz Mizdaban. He said, that's only true about a Bechor, because a Bechor is a whole animal that's sold by estimation. You don't want to do it. Hachamat kalamochach. But here, the weight, the amount that I'm buying is based on a weight, and that's fine. Okay. My Yika, and he continued saying to his wife, Mishum Umtsa Malaita, because I got the best cut of meat. Kol Yama Umtsa Malaita Zamnuli. They always give me the best cut of meat. I'm the rabbi in town. They like to give me the nice cut. So no big deal. And continuing on with a little bit of a tangent in this, I'm Rav Chista. Rav Chista himself said, "Ezu Tamin Chacham." What's the real measure of a Tamin Chacham? Zeha Roe Trefa Latzmo. Somebody who can rule on his own animal and call it a Trefa, which of course involves quite a bit of financial loss and deprivation, but nonetheless, because he is able to make that determination, that proves that he's a real Tamin Chacham. Ve'amar Rav Chista, continuing, Ezehu sonei matanot yichia, somebody who hates gifts will live. Zara trefa latzmo, again, somebody who's able to determine for himself, it's a trefa, and he is objective enough and doesn't let his own interests sway his decision making. Darshmar Zutra Mishpat Rav Chista. Now Rav Chista is quoted as saying, Kol Misha Korei Vishorei, somebody who studies Mikra and Mishnah, Ro'et trefa latzmo, and again can do that. Vishimesh Tom Nechachamim, and serves the scholars. Alava Katuv Omer, Shemes Tamar Chamei Min Learning Gemara, Learning Be'iyun. Alava Katuv Omer, Yigea Kapecha Tochel, Ashrecha V'tov Lach, which means you'll have great enjoyment and benefit from the fact that you work by your own toil. You're doing your own toil, and you're not benefiting inappropriately. Zvid Amar, it's a famous drasha, and I remember Zvid quoted, Zvid now says on his own, Zochev Nochel Shnei Olamot. This Ashrecha B'Tov Lach is an allusion to getting two worlds. Olam Hazeh V'Olam Haba. Ashrecha B'Olam Hazeh V'Tov Lach Li'Olam Haba. Okay. Rabbi Elazar Kevin Shadrilim Ben Nesia Midi. When they used to send Rabbi Elazar, who was poor, and the Beit HaNasi, the patriarch, which was wealthy, would send him a gift, Lo Shakel, he wouldn't take it. Chiyam Zamlil, when they invite him to a meal, Lo Azil. Ami wouldn't go. Amar lo kabai mar de'eche. What, you don't want me to live? You're trying to kill me by having me accept gifts? The Pasuk says, so never turn out yichyeh. Rabbi Zeira had a different approach. He wouldn't take gifts. But when they would invite him, he would go, Amar, they're actually getting honor from my coming. I'm not the one who's getting honor from them. Okay, now we go back to our Gargaret. Nikva Kenafa. Let's say the Gargaret was perforated like a sieve. It starts from the ruba. You count all the holes, and if it makes a rove, that's a rove, and it's trefa. Meitir avir miyav gugolet sheyeshba nekev echad aruch. Afil yeshba nekavim harbei mistafim limlo makdeach. So he brings a challenge from Ohalot, talking about a human skull. If you have a human skull, which if a majority is there, then it's metam ba'ohel. If there's one hole that's a long strip, even if it has a lot of holes, they all are mitzaref to the shear of malomak deach, which is a drill hole, which is the shear that has to be missing for it not to be a gugolet. Now, Alma, what do we see from there? Kevin de shiura malomak deach, since the shear of a gugolet is malomak deach, malomak deach mitzarefin, that's what the holes count up to. So hachinami, what's the shear for a gargaret? Kevin de shiura ki isar, it's a coin size. The ki isar mitzarefin, they should count up to an isar, not to a rove. So the answer is Yishtmita Hadda Amar Bichelba Amav Cham Bargui Amar Rav. Rav Yirmiya forgot the statement of Rav, which is the following: Nikavim Sheyesh Bem Chisaron. If you have a hole that actually there's substance missing, Mitzarfin LeKeisar. Then the shear is Keisar, and together you count them up to an Isar. V'Sheim Bem Chisaron. But if there's nothing missing, it's just a puncture, then Mitzarfin LeRuba. Then the shear is Rove. So the shear really is Rove. It's not just Isar. Okay, Amar Bachan Rav Yishuv Ben Levi Nidlahi Mena Ritzua. Let's say that a whole strip was gone from the gargaret, from the windpipe. Mitztarefet l'ki isar. And if it's together, it makes up the size of an isar, that's enough. It's a trefa. Ba'al minei Rabbi Yitzchak ben Achman Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi. So he asked him, Nikva kenafa mahu. Again, same question. What if it was punctured like a sieve? Amar le'ari amrunik. Avim sheish ben chaysar, and start from the ki isar, v'shem l'chisar, and start from the ruba. So decide whether these are holes that have something missing or not. Ba'ofamai, what about a bird? How do you check it with a bird? Because the birds, everything is smaller. Rabbi Elazar told me directly, it's kind of strange. You take the part that's been cut off and fold it over the windpipe. If it covers the majority of the windpipe, that means too much has been ripped off. If it's so little it can't cover the majority of the windpipe, then it's kasher. The way I remember it is a sieve. Looks like a sieve. Okay, niftchata kedelet. Let's say that you have a flap open like a door in the gargaret. Nachman, it has to be big enough for an isar coin to be able to go in widthwise. Nistika, let's say it was sliced with lengthwise. Even if there's only one ring on top and one ring on the bottom, it's kasher. So lengthwise, very different. So this came to Tiberia, and Rabbi Yochanan said, what does Rav mean by a ring on top and a ring on the bottom? There only has to be a tiny little bit of cartilage on top and on the bottom, and you're good to go. And then they told Rabbi Yochanan that in Bavel, Rabbi Yonatan had interpreted Rav that way also. Our Babylonian colleagues know how to explain it so well. He was impressed. Okay, Tanu Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef came to Rabbi Yochanan. So now he taught in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Kol tzavar kulo kasher lishchita. The whole neck is kasher lishchita. Mitabat hagdola, from the big ring on top, the cricoid ring. The big ring on top. Ad kanfei rea tachtona, until the bottom nodes of the lung. Rabbi tachtona shehi al yonah. Bottom actually means top, because then it's how you're looking. Anything that the animal sticks out its neck when it grazes is part of the neck for shechita, as long as it's not pulled out, meaning the shepherd or the shochet doesn't pull it out further. Whatever it naturally pulls out. So therefore, tachtona is really the higher one, but imagine if you're grazing, so it's going down. What if the animal itself extra stretches a little extra out? The answer is teiku, unclear. So they were sitting, and the following ruling came out. If you pulled out the simanim too far, more than they normally are lengthwise, and shechted, it's pasul. If the windpipe is punctured below the chest, then we just look at it as if lung, and whatever the din of the lung is. Tanu Rabbanan, Ezu Chazeh. So now, what is the chest? What's the thorax? It's the part that looks directly at the ground in an animal. Lamata Aratzavar goes down. Imagine the animal again going down to the neck. Lamala going up Arakeras until the stomach. Chotech Shteitzlaot Mishteitzfanot. Now, by the way, what do? You cut two ribs off of each wall. That's the chazeh that's given to the kohanim from a korban shlamim. Okay, now we go to trefa number 3 in the Mishnah, which is nikem kruv hamoach, if the membrane of the skull was punctured. Rav Shmuel Tavayu karma ilah, they said that's the outer membrane, meaning even if the inner membrane, which is very, very thin, is unpunctured, it doesn't matter. Other people say, adi inkav tata. No, really, the inside has to be punctured. So Shmuel Rachman gave a siman for that. Chaita dematnach bemocha. The chaita in Aramaic means sack, but also allusion is it's living. So as long as the sack, which the brain is in, the brain pan is in, is whole, then it's alive, as it were. That's according to the second approach. By the way, if you can't see what it is, you take a look in the testes, and you'll see the same thing of outer sac and inner sac, which is much thinner. Moach. What about marrow that's in the brain? We're going to look at the brain as a pot. Nidon kemoach. Anything that comes out of that pot, meaning towards the spinal cord, nidon kechuta shidra. Then it has the din of chuta shidra, which is dealt with differently. Where's the point at which we call it out of the pot, as it were? There's like two little bean type protrusions that are at the edge of the pot. Anything inside of that is brain. Anything outside of that is spinal cord. What happens right at the pulin themselves, he said, I'm not sure. I assume it's like brains. Rabbi Yirmiyah Abadak Ba'ofu Ashkach Min Shnei Pulin Munachim Apiaktira. Rabbi Yirmiyah found the same thing on a bird, these two protrusions. Okay, Nikev Halev Levet Chalalo. The trefa number four is if the heart was punctured into its atrium. Now, Barab Zerah, Levet Chalal Katal, Levet Chalal Gadol. They looked at the left and the right atria, one is being bigger than the other. So this is the bigger one or the smaller one. Why are you asking that? Milo Tanan, we have the Mishnah later, Rishon Omer, Achinakev Veitasim Ponot. When it comes to the lungs, it has to be punctured into the main bronchial tube. It means the biggest bronchial tube. So that means that whenever we say bait, we mean the biggest one. So it should be the biggest one here too. So hachi hashta, they're not the same. It says the house of the simponot, the bronchi. It's where all the bronchi go in together, which means it's the biggest area. Here it just says it's atrium. So Mali Chalagadol, Mali Chalakatan, I don't care if it's a big one or a small one. It's going to be either one. Now, Kenei Halev, what about the aorta, meaning the tubes that go into the heart? What's their din for trefa? Rava Marbimashu, the smallest puncture, Shmuel Marbrubo. Again, the same machlok we've had several times. Now, hey, Niyu Kenei Halev, what pulmonary artery are we talking about here? Rava Yitzchak Rav, Chalev Shalgabayat Fanot. The fat that's on the walls. It's what are you talking about? It's the tube that goes in between the lungs. There's three tubes there. Chad partially, but one goes to the heart. Chad partially, one goes to the lungs. Chad partially, one goes to the liver. The one that goes to the lungs is ruled like a lung, has the same din as a lung. The one that goes to the liver, dealt with more leniently, like the liver. The liba, the one that goes to the heart, pligi, that's where Rav and Shmuel disagree. That's the one they disagree about. He had a different version of Rav. He had durea kakavda the karea, which means the one that goes to the lung is dealt with like a liver, and the one that goes to the liver has the din of a lung, that tube. And the Leva plegi, and the machlok is about Lev. Also, Rechia bar Yosef, Amar Shmata Kamer Durav, Kamer to Shmuel. So he repeated Rav's statement with this version in front of Shmuel. Amar Lehachi, Amar Abba, Lo Yad Deva Trefot Velo Klum. If that's what Abba, meaning Rav, said, he doesn't know anything about Trefot. To say, Durea Kakavda Kavda Kareya. And that was, of course, a version that we likely do not accept. In any case, we'll stop at this point. We'll pick it up with Trefot number 5, Nishpar Shidra. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.